I said, Congressman, is that your wife by the trash can? Gobbling up submarine sandwiches.
I find that tiny thing.
It feels so gorgeous. It's so beautiful.
I'm your mom.
Yeah, you are. I'm a young girl who fought for getting a perm and then hated it and cried and made her mom wash it out.
I had to take her to the office with me. She sat underneath my desk all day, nibbling at my thighs.
I got to look at what playlists my music makes it onto on Spotify, mm-hmm. and one of the playlists was called Sapphic Yearning.
Shall we do an episode?
I think we should. What are we talking about, change? All right. Speaking of, I know you want us to change our outfits, but this is what I don't think we've ever worn two more disconnected outfits.
Disconnected? What are you talking about? I gave birth to you. You're my daughter.
I'm serving.
You're serving, I'm driving you into the suburbs of Washington, D.C. for a sleepover party.
I might wear this autumn drag if I ever get to DJ like a bear party, and that way the bears can just come up behind me and access.
You think that's what they're gonna do?
Reverse! Crisscross! Trixie Mattel!
And I have nothing against a good but there is evil here, Katya.
And welcome to the show where we talk about whatever we want.
Because it's our show.
And not yours, baby.
No. We'll meet you on Le Changement.
I think we got it. Le Changement.
Ooh, plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Right?
It's the same.
It's the same.
I
perhaps foolishly maintain this hope that I shouldn't have, that I can change no matter what. I could wake up tomorrow and be a whole different person.
Well, you could, but you won't.
That's the rub.
We've tried to get you to change. What would you say the biggest change in your life has been in the past year?
From smooth to scabby. Change? Good change? Bad change?
Either.
Well, my legs have lengthened and toned.
I started doing scrunchies around the wrist because I never know when I need to put my hair up because was bothering me.
See, the hunty has the attitude to work it and serve it.
We have to write a book that's like a completely like...
I'm going to stop you right there and put the kibosh on that whole scenario.
Oh my
God. You don't
have
to write nothing.
But you know what though? Do you think Dean Koontz likes writing?
I don't know nothing about Ms. Koontz.
What about, you think Daniel Steele likes writing?
I've never met her.
Can I ask, in your life in general, how do you think you handle change? Are you somebody who can just go with the flow, or are you somebody who needs a moment?
People would have me believe that I'm...
Why?
Sexy, hot, beautiful. That I'm very resistant to change. That I'm a creature of habit who enjoys his creature comforts. But I like when things change.
You do?
I also love it when they stay the same. I don't know. You know what? The one thing I do know is that I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. I'm not trying to know anything.
And you know what the lesson was? Everybody's different.
Change!
I think I handle change really well. You know, I think that when the building's on fire, I am the person who's like, well, what can we do?
Yeah, you're passing out little cups of water, croissants, things like that. So you're really like a fly by the seat of your pants kind of moment to moment guy?
I think so. However, those who work for me would probably say that even the tiniest deviation in my day can really throw everyone into a spiral. Yeah. And by everyone, I mean me.
You.
Take a lap. I'm gonna kill everyone.
I was described as a tank careening down a muddy hill that can be flipped over by a twig.
You know, wasn't change Obama's slogan?
But you know what, though? One could argue, not much did change.
But we got Michelle's arms.
That's true.
And well, she really knew how to wear jewels.
Yes. And she talks about vegetables. I thought that was fierce.
I want to live in the White House.
Do you?
The servitude? Mary, every day you just tell the chef what your dream food is you want.
That food must be so fierce.
Girl! And then what? I bet you the day after they stop being presidents,
they went to their little flat in, I don't know, New Jersey, wherever they live now. And Michelle was like, what's a pan? Like, she probably atrophied her whole cooking skills. Gone.
Do you think that they bring their own sheets?
No.
No.
I think they have security sheets. I think a Secret Service agent sleeps under the bed. And at night, if you're nervous, you lay your hand off the side and he licks it. And you're like, he's still here. Changing. If we're going back to changing.
Yes, it's
changing. Can you change my donkey? Can you change my donkey? Because I'm poopy. I'm poopy.
Would you change my diaper if I was a child? If I was your child?
If you were a child, no. If you were my child, no. If you were an adult,
Let's go back. I had an accident. So I broke both my arms. I have to wear diapers.
Well, how did you do it?
Hang gliding.
Okay.
Both humerus bones snap. So I have to poop in a diaper. And I'm staying at your house for 3 days. Mm-hmm. Would you change my diaper if I paid you $400?
I wouldn't charge you money. I would do it.
You would?
If you were like, I need help going to the bathroom or whatever, I'd be like, yeah, we just can never talk about it.
Oh, really?
We can never talk about it.
You would change the diarrhea soup that's in my diaper?
Well, do you know who would like that? The teenage lesbians who to us. Diaper, sapphic diaper porn.
Sapphic
mommy. Mommy daughter diaper porn.
That makes me depressed.
I know.
Let's change the subject.
But you know what, though? If I get pregnant, we can keep the milk up. We can sell that.
I mean, we change all the time. We changed clothes. We changed wigs. We changed opinions.
Some of us change our socks and underwear.
Some of us let them crust onto our body. How often do you change your underpants?
Every day, Mary. The only option is every day, or sometimes twice a day. This morning, okay, this is like a thing that happens to me. It's like one of my quirky things. Sometimes when I use the tushy and I turn the water up too high, water shoots up inside me and I don't know
it.
You
save it.
No, I don't know it. Oh. And so then I'm a human water bottle. And then later on, let's say I'm in my house and I have underwear on and I think I'm gonna fart and then water comes out and I've accidentally douched on the kitchen floor. Then you change twice a day.
You don't just tape it up?
Well, I drink wine. Yes. I save those corks.
All
right. Okay, yeah, it's a tushy bidet.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to turn the pressure down.
Yeah.
So it's like a fire hose. I've taken skin off my with it.
Is it?
I don't know what to do.
Is it water from the toilet?
No, it's water? Clean water.
Where does it come from?
Fresh from the tap.
Poland Spring.
And sometimes if you're me, I'll replace it with like a light lager.
A Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, like a Michelob Ultra.
White Zin.
A white. Yeah.
A nice Chardonnay.
When I develop a drinking problem.
When?
A deeper drinking problem. You'll know because I'm going to be coming to work and I'm going to be just keeping eye contact but butt-chugging wine. I'm going to be like, yeah, it was so, I could not get into it this morning. I just woke up and was like, ugh, I had a case in the Mondays. And then I'm going to have an empty bottle and be like, who's hungry?
That could be a fun change.
In the drag world, we do a lot of changing, specifically. In theater, they call it a quick change, but at drag shows, every change is a quick change.
You know what Andrew likes to do? He used to yank. He likes to yank stuff.
Like he's mad at it.
Yes! Like I'm like, wait, it's going to break. It's going to break. And it always does. It always does. He's like,
ow.
And like, oh, like geez. That. I mean, manhandling.
Well, do you ever think that it broke because he's stretching it across your grotesque shoulders? It's a women's garment?
I don't know, Senator. We'll have to talk about that in the Reparations Committee sub-hearing.
I've definitely changed for the better on this program. Matteo Sagatti recently said, oh, I watched the original video of you and Katya tooting and booting Raven's looks, and you really look different. And I said, yes, I do. Would you like to elaborate on that?
You looked boot nasty.
And now I'm gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Well. Well, soft.
I just can't believe it.
Well, you're 32?
Yeah.
32.
I'm in sort of a golden ratio right now where I'm really veteran at drag, but not decrepit yet. Like, this is the golden hour.
You are the same age I was when I got on season 7.
Ooh, that's sad.
That's...
Your life sucked for a long tacky. Time.
That's tacky.
Do you think when we first met, do you think that's why we didn't initially click right away?
Like I said to Katya, I'll never overestimate you again.
Because I was like in my early 20s.
Yeah.
And you were
I was like Tasha Davis.
Things have changed so much. Things change really very quickly, though.
So quickly. It's like dog lives. How many dog lives are there in 1 year? I mean, dude, dog years?
I usually kill about 3.
With drag, I feel like you age like 10. 10 to 1.
100%.
10 to 1.
100. And it doesn't help that this is an industry we are constantly surrounded by 21-year-old baby drag queens. I think people now are like, well, it's either be a doctor or drag. I'll do drag because it makes more money.
I know.
And it's like, what are you talking about?
It is crazy that drag is a lucrative financial option up there with law school. Look at the material, though.
We make more money than lawyers. Look at this. People think that that's normal.
That's the ugly truth, mama.
Look at this. Look here. Best thing she has to look forward to is a Raisin Ranch where they change her twice a day.
And they always tickle me to sleep.
When we started drag, it was at a time where if you did it, it was at the sacrifice of so much. Yeah. Because you weren't cool. Right. It was like, no one would f*** you.
It was not cool.
Was not cool. Not good paying. Yeah. And now I think people are like, well, I guess I'll just shave my brows, get a full set of acrylics, and leave my 401k. I mean, people just go off the rails. If I could change anything right now in this moment, I wouldn't be hungover.
I'd have a
conditioning would be on.
I'd have a pussy. I'd have a pussy. I'm gonna get Prego, preggers. Spray me with sperm. I'm getting Prego.
I've been so horny. The other day I was on the phone with David and I said, show me your dick. And he said, ew, gross, and hung up.
Love.
So mean. I'm like, there was a time in our relationship when I couldn't get you to stop sending pictures to me.
Things change.
Things change.